5 questions to ask if we had surveillance footage of the creation, by Krishna's mercy. Quote, "The one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me." Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 6.30. One side insists on proof. The scientific term is empirical evidence. That which can be shown to an audience and accepted with a high degree of certainty. No doubts. Something like the weather reports on the news. Written accounts, not interspersed with descriptions of the amazing. For instance, we can believe the history books about the Revolutionary War. The language is essentially the same, though the English was a little more proper. Nevertheless, by reading other accounts from the same time period, we can even learn the terms that are unfamiliar to us. Produce something similar for the creation. Not just blind faith. Not simply a belief because someone says so. Hard evidence. Then the doubters will be satisfied. In fact, some of the believers already have doubts. They are awaiting the afterlife to get full confirmation, but right now they are only slightly on the side of divinity. To illustrate the flaws with the insistence, take a hypothetical situation where surveillance footage is available. This is of the creation. Video recordings are used as evidence in criminal proceedings, where opposing sides have to make their respective cases in the court of public opinion deciding the existence of God. Submit this visual evidence as Exhibit A. 1. From where was the video taken? Never mind what the video actually shows. Before proceeding to the content, let's get some other issues squared away first. What is the location of the footage? This is the creation, the origin of everything, so we could say that the universe is what the camera is pointed at. But where exactly within the universe? What are the coordinates? Could we locate it on a map? 2. Who was operating the camera? We trust surveillance footage and getting proof of an event because we know what goes into setting up the monitoring. There has to be a device, first and foremost. It requires a power source. It must be mounted at a specific place, with a targeted area of perception. In the same light, who set up this camera at the beginning of the creation? We assume there was nothing and no one around, as that is the meaning to an origin. Did the camera mysteriously appear on the scene? 3. Who created the camera? Along with someone to install the camera had to come some sort of production. Who took the component parts and combined them together properly? Who was the engineer? Who gets credit for the invention? Today's technological devices have an origin of one or many intelligent beings. Someone had to have created this camera in order to produce the footage. 4. How to validate the location and time? Surveillance footage has a date and time. Otherwise the resulting output is more or less meaningless. I am sitting in the living room watching a tennis match on television. I know that the match is from 9 years prior. The channel is re-airing a classic encounter. Someone else walks into the room. They are not familiar with the sport. They casually ask, "Oh, Wimbledon has started again?" Not unless someone of authority tells them otherwise will they realize that the match is not from the present day. Who is the authority to vouch for the date and location of the surveillance footage? Obviously someone is claiming that this is from the origin, but anyone can say anything. There have to be outside sources to validate the claims. 5. How to prove that nothing existed prior? The footage is supposedly of the creation. Everything that happened afterwards is due to this precise moment in time. This will settle the doubts. If we see an amazing person doing the work, it confirms the idea of God. If chemicals simply explode, then it means that the non-believers are correct. There is still a pressing question at hand. Where is the proof that nothing existed prior to this time? Even if the footage shows emptiness, a lack of a universe, planets and so forth, how to prove that 5 minutes prior there wasn't anything, either? How about 5 years into the past? The same doubt remains. This questioning of a hypothetical situation proves that there will never exist empirical evidence of the creation, as insisted on by the non-believers. Logic, deductive reasoning, common sense, and certainly some faith are required. The Vedic tradition asks for humble submission and service rendered to authority figures appearing in a chain of qualified teachers. The reward is realization of the truth, Tattva. This isn't blind faith. Bring every doubt to the table. Give voice to your questions, but know that in time everything will be revealed. Those who are connected to the Almighty in consciousness, in what is known as yoga, reach a point where not only do they no longer have doubts as to the existence of divinity, but they see proof of Him at every moment and in every location. In closing, of origins having doubt, how creation came about, in word to firmly believe, some surveillance footage to receive, but questions still remaining, how that object's location attaining, and where and what for this result, better for Vedic authority to consult.